Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Star Guys, a podcast about Stargirl on the CW. I'm one of the Star Guys, Alex.
I am another Star Guy, Justin.
I'm Pete.
And we are kicking off season two of our Stargirl podcast here, thanks to the trailer that just dropped this week from the CW.
Now, first off, let's say thanks to the trailer. Thanks to the trailer, guys. Thank you, trailer.
Yeah, every morning I wake up and I say, thank you, trailer.
And your wife is like, hey, man, you need a break. Stop watching content, dude.
Nope. Content's my life. I love content. But I am bummed that we're not getting this content in two places, because the last time we checked in with Stargirl, it was airing on DC Universe and the CW.
Yeah. We
got versions.
Now DC Universe doesn't exist anymore. Aww. Now it's DC Universe Infinite. It's just for comics, and who cares about those, to be perfectly honest.
What are you talking about? We built our whole show on that.
That's true. Nope. And we do love the comics. And
that's
I will note, Stargirl comics are coming back. There was just a spring break special, and they're kicking off an ongoing series, so there's going to be a lot more of that, so that'll be super fun. But today, we are very specifically talking about the trailer that I think very successfully reintroduced the show, the concept of the show, reminded us of where it left off, and gave us a couple of great teases for season two. Since this was our first real glimpse of footage, what'd you guys take away from it? What were you excited about out of this trailer?
I really love the shape of what they're showing us. They're really, what we, I think we loved about the first season, one of the things we loved was how jam-packed it was. So much happened. There was so much great action. The introduction of so many heroes, so many villains, and the villains were fucking terrifying. If you remember, they did some killing of people that I did not see coming. And this season feels like it's going to really follow up on that. We get the introduction of Shade, one of my favorite villains, who is can be quite menacing from the Starman series and beyond comic book series. We get Green Lantern. We get Thunderbolt. Like, all these are great areas to just push out into, and I'm very excited by what the trailer showed us.
Not Far Sector Green Lantern, but probably an older Green Lantern who's not as cool. But I'm... Here's the thing. I'm very excited that the show is back. Love the cast. I'm also very excited that Mom's now in the loop. Amy Smart, don't keep her out in the cold.
Oh, here Let her in.
Yeah, you did Justin, it's really weird to me that you didn't mention Amy Smart or what's going on with Mikey.
Those are the two big things. Well, you beat me to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, no Mikey? Wait, there was no Mikey?
He's cut. He's a full-time Skittle taste tester.
All of a sudden, you don't have a brother? We can't move forward unless we know Mikey's all right and what he's eating. So, I'm a little worried about that.
Mikey's going to do Seinfeld-style stand-up into and out of each episode. Just like, hey, so here's the thing with stars.
From
lanterns.
Your list,
great lanterns.
Anyways.
What's the deal?
I think that,
here's my Brooklyn accent for some reason.
Have you seen pictures of the actor Trey Romano? Have you seen pictures of him online during the season? Because he's gotten much taller. He's like definitely grown up here. I think he's going to have a deep voice. He's going to have like a deep Brooklyn accent thing.
Wait, Alex, are you weighing in on a hot topic, the Trey Romano puberty watch?
I didn't want to say that out loud because I felt weird about it. Thank you for saying something.
Well, I have text messages from you mentioning it, so I don't want to blow up your spot if that's more of a text-only thing, but Puberty Watch that on text. Is happening.
Text and DMs. That's where I want to keep that.
Definitely DMs.
Also, you know, we spent a lot of the first season getting the team together, and then we kind of got glimpses of this next season where, again, it's just her and she's trying to get the team back together, which I was a little disappointed with. I wanted to, okay, we're together now. We fought some crazy villains. We're a squad, and it seems like everybody kind of went to their separate corners, so that's a little upsetting. But from the footage we saw of the action stuff and some great car shots, so, you know, I got a lot to look forward to.
Pete, that's how teams work. Any team, football, baseball, every season they have a long section where they have to go to each of their homes and be like, hey, you want to come back to the team? We got to go play some games. It's a whole, you got to get the band together. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Patrick Mahomes, you should come and be quarterback again. He's like, nah, I hung that hat up last year. And then he eventually agrees.
Yeah. They get the explosive expert, they get the tiny acrobat, and they get the quarterback, right?
That's exactly sure, right.
Exactly. I get sports.
Every football team has an explosive expert. It's often the tight end.
It's usually somebody named Bobby.
When Justin, sort of pivoting off of what you said in terms of the shape of the trailer, I really appreciate it because I know we really enjoyed the show and I have good vibes off of the feeling of season one, but I had kind of forgotten a little bit of the heart of the show, and getting those, taking those times in a minute and a half to 2 minute trailer to have Luke Wilson and Breck Bassinger sort of have these very quick heart to heart scenes, along with the nice music in the background, which the show had a great score as well. So it was nice to be reminded of that. That was good to see. And I didn't mind the band being broken apart, because I assume that's the first episode, right? We probably have not seen that much footage from much further into the show at this point, maybe a couple of episodes in, some blips here and there. But for the most part, you'd expect they beat the Injustice Society. Like they talk about in the trailer, that's the reason they were brought together. That was their whole mission. For the rest of them, cool to be a superhero, but there's no reason to continue being a superhero. Courtney is the only one who wants to keep doing it. But of course, you're going to get the Shade. You're going to get not seen in the trailer, but we got Eclipso is showing up later on in the season.
Yes.
And that's a huge bad. We get some shots of Shiv is in there. Different from what our bad thinks. She did survive, as we saw in the teaser at the end of season two. So that's great. And there's going to be more enemies that are going to bring them back together. I guess my big question out of here, because there are so many things being thrown out, is, are we going to have the same sense of focus in season two that we had in season one?
Also, the big question is, has anyone fed that fucking owl that's just sitting in that room all by itself, lonely as fuck?
There's a little blip, if you piece by piece, if you frame by frame through the trailer, of an owl skeleton.
Oh, you asshole.
I'm sorry.
But and the fucked up thing is they're actually feeding the skeleton. Like, it's just like, it's totally backwards.
It's like with plants. Once they die, you could still bring them back, right?
Oh, man.
Yes. Definitely keep watering your rotten plants, Alex.
And same thing with Grandma.
Oh, don't.
Stop watering Grandma. She's gone.
She's going to come back. I think she's going to come back.
I do think this season's going to be a little more complex. The last season we had, it was complex and there's a lot happening, like I said, but I saw a direct line to the Injustice Society. And in this season, I do think Shade, as we know from the comics, is a villain, but he's also sort of beyond villainy. He's like a little bit of a, by the end of the Starman run, he was a hero in his way, but he's definitely in that middle moral ground. And I think with we're going to see Shade as a bad for the first half of the season. Then when Eclipso shows up, a bigger bad in the same sort of power set world. So I think Shade will eventually come over to Courtney's side.
Ooh,
by the end of
the season. Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, a couple of things off of that. The actor playing the Shade is named Jonathan Cake, which is a great name.
Oh,
I'm a little worried about
Johnny
Mike
Cake!
Luke.
Johnny Cake! Who
Johnny
Cakes! Want more Johnny Cake?
Good old come Johnny on. Cakes. Are you worried at all about Mikey eating him on set?
Yes.
Because I am. Be. Yeah. That's how he got so tall.
Let me just nibble on your finger, Johnny Cake.
But like you're saying, the Shade walks this line of not quite being good, not quite being evil. And it seems like, Justin, you're a Starman expert, but it certainly seems to me, just based on the scant bit that we saw, that Pat Dugan is kind of going to take the Starman role there of being his foil. They might rejigger it a little bit. Though we know that Jill McHale as his version of Starman, Sylvester Pemberton, is still alive and somewhere out there. So he's going to show up at some point. So it'll be interesting to see if they potentially have a history as well. But that's great. I agree with you. I'm so excited to see the Shade and see how he mucks things up in Blue Valley. Also, just to mention another couple of casting things real quick that we touched on, Jim Gaffigan is doing the voice of the Thunderbolt.
What?
Which, very exciting.
Wow.
Looking for a bunch of fun Hot Pockets bits going on there. That's pretty cool.
It's just Hot recordings of Gaffigan stand-up dropped in.
Yeah, they couldn't get him, but they got the rights to his specials. Alcoya Brunson is playing Jakeem Thunder. So we got teases of Jakeem Thunder, who teams up with the Thunderbolt in the first season, a friend of Mikey's. I think that's another way that Mikey's going to feel drawn in slash left out by not having any powers other than, didn't he run Icicle over with a truck or something like that?
Yep.
He definitely did.
So his powers are driving trucks. There you go.
Like a boss.
Also, this was a big reveal, I think, from the trailer. So we saw Green Lantern's daughter, who is played by Yasa Penrejo. She is Jade from the comic books, Alan Scott's daughter. So that's giving us another bit of that legacy thing there. It'll be interesting to see Alan Scott turns up in some form as well.
Jade, great character from the comics as well. Excited that they went with that way, that direction with the Green Lantern. And it's interesting with the legacy. The legacy was a big part of the first season, I think, and will be a big part of the second season. But I'm curious if they're going to sort of shift it a little bit and what it means. Because you do have, if Shade is the same as in the comics, has lived for hundreds of years. He can sort of provide a lot of information about legacy to the younger group, perhaps both as a villain or perhaps a more heroic.
I also do wonder if this is wild speculation, not having nothing to do with the trailer necessarily. And I think maybe we even talked about it on the season one finale podcast a little bit. But with Alan Scott's daughter being teased here in the comics, he also has a son who is a character known as Obsidian, who also has darkness powers. I think it's not the Great Darkness Saga, but it's some like riff on that Geoff Johns wrote for the JSA comic book that had Obsidian and Eclipso and one other character. Really should have looked this up beforehand, but three characters teaming up together to plunge the world into darkness. So I wonder if we are going to get that sort of thing as the shape of the season. And I think potentially that could tie into the themes of the show really well. You got Stargirl being the person who wants to shine this light and darkness shutting it down. So I think that might be interesting.
Was that run called Princes of Darkness?
Yes, I think so. It also Black Adam was teaming up with them?
That could be.
Yeah, I think so. Who probably, Dwayne The Rock Johnson will probably not show up on TV Stargirl.
Oh, come on.
But even if you got Obsidian and Eclipso and The Shade, you got three right there teaming up potentially.
Yeah.
But that could be pretty cool. Two other notes that I wrote down that I thought were kind of neat. This didn't show up in the trailer, but John Wesley Shipp is reprising his role from The Flash as Jay Garrick, The Flash of Earth 2. So we're going to see them, which I think is great.
Cool.
And I really like the note at the beginning of the trailer that Sportsmaster and Tigress are alive and in jail so we can get to see them again because they were so much fun in season one.
Oh, sure.
They were fun. You know what? I'm doing more research here. I think it's called Darkness Falls. With Obsidian, and also Extant was in there.
Oh, which right. Is,
former Green Lantern Hal Jordan.
Yeah. Lots of stuff going on there, potentially, I guess.
Right, is that right? Do I know what I'm talking about?
No, Extant is not.
No, that's not.
Alan Scott. That's an entirely different character. That's a whole time travel-y, time messing up thing that mixes it with Per Degatod and other characters like that who, mind you, mild spoilers for the Spring Break special, but Per Degaton shows up at the end of the Spring Break special written by Geoff Johns. So it's possible that he's setting up something there, but I guess we'll see.
Extant was Hank Hall.
Right.
From the Armageddon 2001 crossover back in the mid-90s.
Sure.
The Wave Rider. Okay, sorry. We have to delete all of this. No one knows what we're talking about. No one knows what we're talking about, not even us.
Well, I hope we don't have a bunch of time jumping. You know, I already got one Wilson brother in a time jumping TV show. I can't handle another.
The Wilsons love to be in the same peapot.
The brothers so. Wilsons.
Do you think they ever talk about it? That they're like, I'm on a DC show. And the other one's like, I'm on a Marvel show. DC.
They
Marvel.
Both don't sound like that. Only
wow.
one of them.
Oh,
they
wow.
both do sound like that a little
No, they
bit.
Do not.
I think I'm a perfect mimic. I don't know what you guys
Oh, my
is.
God. That is
There's
awful
one thing we've learned say. Over the years we've been doing this is that Alex is a perfect mimic.
Don't say that again.
Come I'm on. Very excited about the season. I can't wait to talk about it with you guys and watch it just on the CW. I'm going to go to DC Universe Infinite anyway, just to see if it turns out.
Just,
we'll
yeah, just, be,
just to like really
yeah,
make sure. But for all of you, in the meantime, tune back when the show premieres on August 10th. We will have recaps of the episodes rolling out as they come. In the meantime, you can subscribe at iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice. Join us Tuesdays also at 7 p.m. to Crowdcast on YouTube. We do a live show, and we would love to chat with you about the Season 2 trailer or anything Stargirl. Star Guys Pod on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. For the Star Guys, this is Alex signing off.
This is Justin signing off.
Hey, take care of yourself out there.
And now let's switch over to Puberty Watch. So,